Finovate showcases cutting-edge banking and financial technology through a global conference series featuring short-form demos and thought leadership. Now, the conversation continues on the Finovate podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the Finovate podcast. We've got a fun series coming up for you. We recently concluded Finovate Europe in London earlier this year, and I'm going to be joined by a couple of our best of show winners from that event over the next several weeks. Kicking things off, we have Gal Hasselkorn, CEO of CoreSound. Gal, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me with you.
So the first thing I'll say is if you're not familiar with CoreSound, you can go and check out their demo video at finovate.com/video, and you can see exactly what they showed to our audience that resulted in them winning that best of show prize. But Gal, for people who haven't seen that video yet, can you give a quick introduction of yourself and what CoreSound is all about?
Thanks, Greg. Thanks again for having me with you. So we are developing a unique technology around voice analysis, where the ability to generate a sketch of a face from voice only and to link a picture of a person to a voice without prior data. This is a completely new approach to the use of voice analysis. And we have been here for the last year and a half, and we have a quite amazing technology around this. I've been with the Israeli high-tech industry for the last 25 years plus, working in multiple management positions around sales, customer-facing positions, all around, and we are excited about this technology.
Yeah, it is very cool. And I think it, you know, again, displays very well. So to some extent, seeing is believing. But before we jump into a discussion on the technology itself, I think we have to give a little bit of background on identity theft, because there's so many different avenues towards identity theft right now. It's really difficult for banks, really anybody on the security side of things, to fight against them. Can you talk a little bit about the types of attacks you're seeing right now and why they're so difficult to fight against?
It's a great question. We are facing with the new AI solutions out there, we are seeing a growing capabilities for fraudsters to, first of all, clone voice to start with. It's a simple identity theft, because someone is mimicking or cloning your voice and can do a scam around imitating your voice. And to do this is tremendously simple. It just take someone's face from a social website, from LinkedIn, from Twitter, from anywhere. And within seconds, you have a cloned voice that he can use afterwards to imitate the person and speak with his family, even without the family knowing that it's not their family member. And we have all the way to the other side, much more complex identity theft around buying IDs in order to bypass security measures within onboarding, and we see ability to for Zoom, for people to fake identities in a Zoom environment, and we think that this phenomena will grow and grow. There is new tools coming all the time out there, allowing more and more identity theft in all ways and shapes.
Yeah, and here's where I think, you know, when you have these kind of discussions, it always gets really terrifying really quickly. When you think about everything that's capable, that's possible right now, it becomes something which can and probably should frighten a lot of people. So then the question becomes, how do you actually fight against this? And here's where what you all have built plays a really big role because you're approaching this from a standpoint that I think not a lot of other companies are. And so can you talk a little bit about what exactly CoreSound does to fight against some of these kind of attacks?
We are developing what we call is a voice-to-face technology, is the ability to generate, at the core is to generate someone's face from his voice only. And there is a set of application coming with this technology, is the ability to link someone's voice to someone's face and to tell you this voice is real and this voice and face are coming from the same person. And by having this technology, we allow gateways and we allow banks and we allow law enforcement services to better address the ability to make sure that the person on the other side is real and he is the person he's saying he is.
Yeah, and I think, again, you know, seeing is believing here. But, you know, I know it's going to be difficult to explain everything, but can you talk a little bit about how you're able to kind of recreate someone's face image without a need for a database? That's actually a crucial piece to highlight. There's Correct. Not a massive, you know, 8 billion strong database of everybody's face. It's not, you know, that heavy of a tech lift. So how are you able to do this without needing that kind of database?
There is a correlation, and there are few researchers around this, but there is a clear correlation between the voice and person's biomarkers. For example, gender, age, ethnicity, skin tone, BMI. So we are able to start to shape the person's face by looking into these parameters, and we add the ability to look into the lower part of the face of someone. Again, there is the way that the voice is coming out of us is there is a significant element to the way that our face looks like. So we are capable to take all these parameters into shaping someone's face from his voice only, or to match someone's picture to his voice, to make sure that it's coming from the same voice.
Yeah, yeah, and that's, I think, really exciting as well. And this is where it gets really interesting and you get into those really technical pieces, but it is so fascinating when you start to think about, you know, obviously the voice is a production of a physical environment, you know, your vocal cords, the way your nasal passages are shaped and those types of things. And to be able to kind of reverse engineer is really exciting. I'd like to switch gears a little bit and talk about the response that you got from the bankers at Finovate Europe. Was it pretty easy for them to understand, you know, how, first off, understand the problems that they're facing, and then also to understand how what you're doing could kind of come into their tech stack?
I think that the problem of identity theft, the problem of deepfake, the problem of fraud, people are aware of, bankers are aware of, they're losing money, a lot of money because sure. of that. So they are aware of the problem. And they are looking all the time for solutions to address this problem and to keep their customers happy. So kind of a balance between how I protect versus how I ensure customer experience. So I think that they understand the problem. So every time I'm saying identity theft, people understand what I'm talking about. Now, about the technology, it's a bit of a different story, because when I look into the technology that we provide, even the research, the academic research around this is only 5 years old. So it's so new. And the thinking that we are capable to generate or to link a face to a voice with no database, based on the voice, it's only, it's almost to the, sometimes it looks like a rocket science. Some people saying, wow, it's amazing. And it is amazing because this is a very unique technology and very unique approach.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. I think you got a little bit of that reaction from the stage there. So the next question I have is, obviously, you know, we're in a situation where when you think about what the future holds for identity theft in general, from kind of the AI deepfake arena in particular, it's clear that, you know, things are evolving at just a breakneck speed. There's so much happening right now. It's so difficult to kind of stay on top of everything. How are you able to stay ahead of the curve? Because obviously, as fraud attacks get more and more complex, the technology that you need to defend against it also has to get more complex. So what are you doing to kind of fight against, you know, the next challenge and then the next challenge and so on?
Yeah, that's a great question, because this is kind of like an endless race between us and the fraudsters. We are trying to stay a bit, not only on the reaction mode, because in this case, you're always getting yourself protected after some people are getting hurt. So we are trying to stay ahead of. So we are developing some technologies around voice analysis in order for us to be able to be agnostic to the way that the deepfake is created. And we are correlating the voice and the face, which are two human features that it's very difficult, we believe, to have someone getting you identity theft and both at the same time. So you can deepfake the voice, true, but then it's very difficult for you to get the person that was creating the deepfake also to be with you, to give you his face. So we are trying to make sure that, because we are looking into two features, human features, we are capable to address the problem from a completely different angle, and by this, staying ahead of the fraudsters.
Yeah, I think it's always about kind of finding what's that one piece that is difficult for somebody to recreate, right? Because there is always, as much as the fraud attacks get more and more complicated, there are always, at least so far, these areas where there's these kind of pinch points that you can shut them down. And I think that's the piece that, you know, as an industry, we really need to focus on. And there is some creativity involved here, because you almost have to think like a fraudster to sort of figure out, wait, where could I potentially get stopped if I was trying to do this? And where's the easiest place, the most cost-effective place for a financial institution to pull the plug on a potential attack? So it's going to be very interesting. And you know, I think we have time for one more question here. And I'd like to kind of zoom out a little bit and just think big picture about this kind of escalating artificial intelligence arms race. Where does this end? I mean, do we ever get to a point where we see kind of a natural conclusion where you think, okay, this is going to play out over the next couple of years and then we'll end up in a relative stasis point? Is this something which is going to be a potential thorn in the side for financial institutions forever? How do you see the battle lines evolving from here?
I think that as long as there will be money, and as long as there are going to be technologies, and as long as there's going to be people, we will see that people are using technologies to get money they don't own. And because of that, I think that this fight will continue forever. And if you look at it over the years, the technology has changed. The banks are looking every time to block another piece that is threatening the money. But at the end, because there is so much money out there, so people will continue to try and get and put their hands on this money, and it will give us the detection and the protection, always a place to find a solution and to try to match these efforts by protecting people's money.
Yeah, I think that kind of the same question could be asked, you know, when will we stop needing police officers, right? Right. When as a society, yes, will we no longer need to have any kind of crime prevention? And I think the answer, if you look at it from that standpoint as well, and that's sort of human nature, as depressing as that may be, it is something which we'll have to, you know, probably deal with now for as long as there are these kind of biometric plays, as long as we're this technology is available, which is unlikely to ever go backwards from here. So obviously a lot still to do, a lot of really interesting pieces still on the horizon when it comes to this arena. But again, the technology that Corsan has displayed, it's very easy to see why you were able to capture the attention of our audience there in London. As I mentioned at the top of this recording, if you are interested in seeing their demo, you can go to finnovate.com/video. All of the demos from Finnovate Europe are available there. You'll find this one listed under corsan.ai. And I've been talking to Gal Hasselkorn. Again, Gal, thank you so much for taking the time to give us all a little bit more background.
Many, many thanks for hosting me this podcast. And thank you for the opportunity to be part of Finnovate. And we look forward for the next one.
Excellent. My pleasure.
The Finnovate podcast is produced by Informa Connect in association with Provoke.fm Media. Check out Finnovate.com for information on Finnovate's upcoming shows and to learn how you can get involved. The discount code Finnovate Podcast will save you 20% on tickets to all of our events. And you can email us at info@finnovate.com for information on sponsoring, speaking, or demoing. Thanks for listening.